بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا، قال أولو كنا كارهين.
The leaders and important people who were proud among the people of Shu'aib, peace be upon him, said, "We will drive you out of our city, O Shu'aib, you and those with you who believe you, unless you and they return back to your old way of life and worship." Shu'aib said in astonishment, "Should we return to a way of life and religion that we hate, because we know what falsehood it is based on?"
قد افترينا على الله كذبا إن عدنا في ملتكم بعد إذ نجانا الله منها، وما يكون لنا أن نعود فيها إلا أن يشاء الله ربنا، وسع ربنا كل شيء علما على الله توكلنا، ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين.
If we follow what you believe of disbelief and polytheism, after we have been saved from it by Allah's grace, we would have invented a lie against him. It would not be appropriate or right for us to return to your false religion unless Allah wills us to do so, as we will do whatever He wills. Allah surrounds everything in knowledge, and so He knows what is right for His slaves. Nothing is hidden from Him. We put our trust in Allah alone. So He will make us firm on the right path and protect us from the ways leading to hell. O our Lord, judge between us and these disbelieving people with the truth, and help those who hold to the truth and those who are wronged against those who are wrongdoers. You, O Lord, are the best of judges.
وقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه لئن اتبعتم شعيبا إنكم إذا لخاسرون.
The important people and leaders of his people who refused the call to believe in the oneness of Allah warned people against Shu'aib and his faith, saying, "O people, if you follow Shu'aib's path, leaving the way of life of our ancestors, you would certainly find ruin through doing so."
فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين.
So a great earthquake took them, and in the morning they were dead in their homes, falling on their knees and faces.
الذين كذبوا شعيبا كأن لم يغنوا فيها، الذين كذبوا شعيبا كانوا هم الخاسرين.
Those who rejected Shu'aib were all destroyed, and it was as if they had never lived in their homes or found enjoyment there. Those who rejected Shu'aib were the losers, losing themselves and their possessions, whereas those who had faith did not fail in the least, contrary to what those who disbelieved claimed.
فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالات ربي ونصحت لكم فكيف آسى على قوم كافرين.
Then their prophet Shu'aib, peace be upon him, turned from them when they were destroyed, saying, "O people, indeed, I had delivered what my Lord had instructed me to deliver to you, and I had given you good advice, but you had not taken my advice, nor followed my guidance. So how then can I grieve for a people who disbelieved in Allah and insisted on disbelief?"
وما أرسلنا في قرية من نبي إلا أخذنا أهلها بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يضرعون.
Allah did not send a prophet to any city, the people of which denied and rejected the truth, except that he tried them with suffering and poverty and illness, so that they might humble themselves before Allah and leave their pride and disbelief. This was a warning for Quraysh and for all peoples who disbelieve and reject the way of Allah.
ثم بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة حتى عفوا وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء
After trying them with suffering and illness, Allah improved their situation and turned their suffering into well-being and safety, until they became many and their wealth increased. And they said that the bad and good that they had experienced was a normal part of life, and that the same thing had happened to their ancestors before them. They did not recognize that there was a lesson to be learned in the difficulties that occurred to them, and that there was a test for them in the good that they were given. Then Allah overtook them suddenly with the punishment, while they were unaware of it and did not expect it. Beneficial points. From the manifestations of the generosity of Allah to His righteous servants is His opening the doors of knowledge to them through making clear what is true from what is false, and saving the believers and giving the punishment to the disbelievers. It is the way of Allah among His servants to give them time, so that they learn lessons from events and root out whatever sins and destructive behavior they may engage in. Many show patience when facing difficulty and bear its hardship. As for trials caused by having great wealth, few are patient in such circumstances and remain within the limits of Allah's sacred law. Faith and good actions cause blessings to descend from the heaven and appear on the earth upon the nation.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون.
If the people of the towns and cities which Allah sent His messengers to had believed in what their messengers brought them, and had been mindful of their Lord, leaving their disbelief and disobedience, and following His commands, then Allah would have opened the doors of goodness upon them in every way. But they did not believe and were not mindful of Him. Instead, they rejected what their prophets came with. So Allah overtook them with the punishment suddenly because of what they had earned through their sins and disobedience.
أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ.
So do the people who reject the truth in these cities feel safe from the punishment of Allah overcoming them in the night while they are sleeping?
أَوَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ.
Or do they feel safe from the punishment of Allah overcoming them during the day, mid-morning, while they are amusing themselves forgetfully, busy with the life of this world.
أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ
Look at the blessings Allah has given them of strength and abundance, how He gave them as a means of testing them. Do these people who reject the truth among the people of these cities feel safe from Allah's plan and His faultless arrangements of things? No one feels safe from Allah's plan except the people who are lost. Yet those who are successful fear His planning. They do not become amazed and proud because of what Allah has given to them, but rather see His generosity to them and are thankful to Him.
أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِ لِلَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَهْلِهَا أَنْ لَوْ نَشَاءُ أَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَنَطْبَعُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ
Is it not clear to those who inherit the earth after the peoples before them were destroyed because of their sins, a people that they do not learn from, but actually copy in behavior, that if Allah wanted to overcome them for their disobedience, He would do so, as He often does, sealing their hearts so that they do not listen to the lesson and are not benefited by being reminding of such a warning?
تلك القرى نقص عليك من أنبائها ولقد جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كانوا ليؤمنوا بما كذبوا من قبل كذلك يطبع الله على قلوب الكافرين
These previous nations of the peoples of Noah, Hud, Salih, Lut, and Shu'aib, I relate their narrative to you, O Messenger, concerning their rejection of the truth and their stubbornness and the destruction that befell them to serve as an example for those who reflect and a warning for those who take advice. Messengers came to the people of these cities with clear signs of the truth of what they brought. But Allah did not guide them to the truth because of their rejection of it the first time, a just recompense for their rejection despite seeing the clear signs and proofs. In the same way that Allah closed the hearts of the peoples of these cities who rejected their prophets, Allah closes the hearts of those who reject Muhammad, blessings and peace be upon him, so that they are not guided to faith. In the same way that Allah sealed the hearts of the people of these towns, which rejected their prophets, Allah seals the hearts of those who reject Muhammad, blessings and peace be upon him, so that they are not guided to faith.
وَمَا وَجَدْنَا لِأَكْثَرِهِمْ مِنْ عَهْدٍ وَإِنْ وَجَدْنَا أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَفَاسِقِينَ
Allah did not find most of the peoples who were sent messengers to be firm and constant in what He commanded, most of them rebelling against Him.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ
Then Allah sent the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, after these messengers, to Pharaoh and his people, with clear miracles showing the truth of what he came with. Yet they only rejected these miracles and disbelieved them. So reflect on what the end of Pharaoh and his people was as a result of their rejection. Allah destroyed them by drowning them, condemning them in this world and the afterlife.
وقال موسى يا فرعون إني رسول من رب العالمين
And Moses said when Allah sent him to Pharaoh, O Pharaoh, I have been sent from the Creator of all creation, the owner and sustainer of everything. Beneficial points: the strong link between the abundance of provision and mindfulness, and if Allah give blessings to the disbelievers, this is a way of leading them on and deluding them. There is no security from the sudden punishment of Allah, which could come at any hour of the night or day. The Quran tells the stories of the people who came before to strengthen the believers and caution the disbelievers. Causing corruption on earth is one of the worst crimes, and the punishment for those who corrupt things is strong, as was the case with Pharaoh.